peace and blessings be multiplied to you, precious friend. Wumi Ademola here, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. Let's take a moment to pray and surrender ourselves to our master teacher, the Holy Spirit. Darling Holy Spirit, we are so grateful to you for all that you do in our lives. Week after week, you guide our hearts to all truth and you transform us by your mighty power. We surrender ourselves to you again today. Please open our ears to hear your voice and our hearts to believe and receive all that you will be teaching us. And we give you all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. What a wonderful time it has been these past couple of weeks that we have been learning about the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit, I said, is the character of Jesus Christ produced in our lives by the Holy Spirit of God. It is not the product of your own human ability, but rather it is the product of your intimacy with God. As you, my friend, pursue an intimate and a close relationship with God, His Holy Spirit will produce the character of Jesus Christ inside of you, which is called the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23. In the New Living Translation, it reads, "But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." So as you pursue intimacy with God, He's going to be creating and producing in you these nine virtues. You cannot develop the character of Christ by trying hard in your own human strength or your own human ability. No, the fruit of the Spirit, the character of Christ, is only something that you can attain unto as you pursue intimacy with God. As you pursue intimacy with God, He's going to be changing you from the inside out. Just like 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, from glory to glory into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. So perhaps you've been trying to develop virtues. You've been trying to be like Jesus. That's our prayer. This is the beginning of the year 2016 at the time of this recording. And maybe some of us, our New Year resolution is to be more like Jesus Christ. Well, my friend, the way that you're going to attain that goal is not by trying hard in your own human strength to be kind, to be patient, to be peaceful, to be loving, to be full of joy. No, you cannot do it in your own human strength. By strength, the Bible says, no man shall prevail. But as you pursue an intimate relationship with God, you study His Word, you spend time alone with Him in prayer, day after day, I guarantee you, my friend, you're going to be changed. The Holy Spirit is going to change you from the inside out and produce in you the fruit of the Spirit, the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so far in the series, we've discussed the first four parts of this nine-part fruit. Today, we're going to go ahead and discuss the fifth, which, as we read, is kindness. What is kindness? Well, basically, kindness means three things. First of all, kindness is the ability to treat your fellow human beings with compassion. It is the ability to treat other people with compassion. It is reaching out to help them in their time of need, not running or turning away from them. Compassion is when you see somebody down and out. You don't say, well, it doesn't concern me. I'm not directly affected, and so I just walk away and turn away. No. Kindness is stopping to take care of the person in need, to see whatever it is you can do. Whether it's a kind word you can say that's going to help them, or whether it's a kind action, kindness is showing compassion. It's reaching out to people in the time of need, not running away or turning away from them. One of the best pictures of kindness in the Bible is the parable of the Good Samaritan, told by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself in Luke chapter 10. I'm going to be reading from the God's Word translation because I just love how it renders the story. It highlights the concept of kindness so simply, yet so powerfully. Now, in the Knowing God broadcast, our standard scripture, our standard Bible translation is the New King James Version of the Bible. However, as I see fit led by the Spirit, when I see that another translation brings out the message in a simpler and more profound way, that I switched to reading another translation instead of the New King James. And so that's why I want to read from the God's Word translation right now. I just love how it renders the story of the Good Samaritan. So let's go there, verse 30 of Luke chapter 10 in the God's Word translation. Jesus replied, "A man went from Jerusalem to Jericho. On the way, robbers stripped him, beat him, and left him for dead. By chance, a priest was traveling along that road. And when he saw the man, that is when this priest saw the man that was all beat up and robbed, he went around him and continued on his way. He turned away. He did not stop to help him. Then verse 32 tells us, a Levite came to that place. And when he saw the man, he too went around him and continued on his way. So these two men did nothing to help this man that was in need. That is not kindness. That is unkind. But in verse 33, we see somebody else that reacted totally differently. He was a Samaritan. Jesus continues, he says, but a Samaritan, as he was traveling along, came across the man. When the Samaritan saw him, he felt sorry for him. The New King James says he felt compassion for the man. He went to him and cleaned and bandaged his wounds. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. See, he didn't turn away from him like the priest and the Levite previously did. Instead, this good Samaritan stopped. He went to him. He didn't turn away from him, and he took care of him. He had compassion upon him. And so the Lord Jesus Christ asks in verse 36, of these three men, who do you think was a neighbor to the man who was attacked by robbers? And the expert said, the one who was kind enough to help him. And Jesus told him, go and imitate his example. And so Jesus Christ described the action of the Samaritan, his action of showing compassion and stopping to take care of that man that was all beat up and robbed. Jesus described it as kindness. He said he was kind enough to help him. So that's what kindness is. Kindness is stopping to help somebody in their time of need. Kindness is not turning away from people, but rather is going to them, taking care of them. It's not going around them like the priest and the Levite did, but rather it is going to them and helping them, assisting the afflicted. Job 6:14 says, to him who is afflicted, kindness should be shown by his friend. That's why Jesus told the expert, he says, go and imitate his example. And he's saying to you and me the same thing. Go and imitate the example of kindness demonstrated by the Good Samaritan. If you see somebody in need, whether you know them or not, go to them. Don't turn around them. Help them in whatever way you can. Proverbs 19:22 says, what is desired in a man is kindness. So God desires kindness in us, not unkindness. He doesn't want us to be unkind to anybody, even if they are our enemies. In Luke 6:35, the Lord Jesus Christ said, but love your enemies, do good, and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be the sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. He meets the needs of everybody upon the surface of the earth, regardless of their attitude. He makes the rain to fall upon everybody, as well as the sun to shine. And so Jesus says, therefore be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. Imitate the example of kindness. Secondly, kindness is the ability to treat others with consideration. Consideration, the dictionary defines it as being the ability to show kind awareness or regard for another person's feelings. It is the ability that in all your actions, you put other people in consideration. Romans 12:10 says, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference, that is consideration, to one another. Think about other people's feelings. Don't just think about yourself when you're speaking or when you're doing anything. In all your actions, put other people in consideration. Think of how your actions or your words will affect other people, and make up your mind that you will only do the things that help people. You will never do anything that hurts them. 1 Corinthians 10:24 in the expanded version of the Bible reads, "Do not look out only for yourselves. Look out for the good of others. Never do anything that might hurt others, Jews, Greeks, or God's church. Just as I also," verse 23 says, "just as I also try to please everybody in every way, I'm not trying to do what is good, advantageous for me, but what is good, advantageous for most people, so that they can be saved." So kindness is showing consideration to other people, giving them preference, not doing what just benefits you, but thinking about how what you will do will benefit and affect other people. That is kindness. Well, last but not the least, kindness is the ability to treat other people with courtesy. 1 Peter 3 verse 8 in the Amplified Version reads, "Finally, all of you be like-minded, united in spirit, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, courteous, and compassionate toward each other as members of one household and humble in spirit." So kindness is the ability to be courteous and compassionate toward other people, to treat them nicely, not shabbily, to treat other people with respect and not disrespect. In Acts 27:3, we read of how Julius treated Paul kindly and gave him liberty to go to his friends and to receive care. You need to understand that Paul at this time was a prisoner under Julius. However, the Bible tells us that even though he was a prisoner, that did not mean Julius treated him unkindly. Rather, Julius treated him kindly and gave him liberty. So kindness is you treating everybody, regardless of their social class or status or economic status, treating everybody nicely, decently. The King James says, "Julius courteously and treated Paul." The Message says, "He treated Paul most decently." So kindness is treating everybody most decently, because everybody is equal in God's sight. Everyone deserves to be treated with respect, regardless of who they are. Everyone deserves to be treated nicely. So kindness is saying kind words, doing kind actions, being nice to people. The Lord wants us to imitate the example of the Good Samaritan and imitate the example of He, our Father God, who is kind to all. So be kind. Treat other people with compassion, consideration, and courtesy at all times. Well, that's all the time we've got for today. Thank you for tuning in. Till next time, remain richly blessed and ready for the return of the Lord.
I wanna know.